This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The famed Maverick Surf Contest was this weekend in Northern California, and among the finalists in the contest was surfer and filmmaker Grant Washburn, who's now practically a regular guest on Day to Day. Welcome back, Mr. Dude.
Yeah, that's all right. You can just call me Dude.
How was that surf out there?
Hey, it was beautiful. It was a great day. And we all feel really lucky that we got it off. It's been a couple of years, and you never know what Mother Nature's going to throw.
Just a note here. When you say it was really beautiful, the conditions were what most people would regard as horrific. That is 30, 40, 50-foot waves.
You know what's funny? We got huge waves earlier in the year, and those were horrific conditions. And this weekend, it was beautiful, like just absolutely like Hawaii. Sunny, warm, no wind, but every 20 minutes, these giant waves would come. So, yeah, it looked idyllic until the waves came. Unless you're a big wave surfer, it stayed idyllic even when they came. We had waves about 40 feet and a couple bigger ones, which is perfect for a contest, and the weather was so good. That's really the challenge.
Now, here's the thing. You made it into the finals. You were out there with several other of your fellow competitors, and something happened. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, these are guys that I'm really good friends with, I've known for a long time. As the final started, we looked around, and it was just such a neat group, and we felt so lucky to be there. And a couple of the younger guys who were probably more likely than any of us to win said, let's just split it even, you know, six waves.
The prize money, you mean? You agreed to?
Yeah, so they took the money off the table, basically, in the final there. We all said, we'll split the six waves, the final prize money. And then the waves came, and the guy surfed so hard and so well. It was really impressive.
So you all agree out there, sitting on the water, on your boards, waiting for the waves to come. You all agree, whatever happens, the six of us, we're going to split this money, even if you fall off the board, and we're all in it together.
Exactly. I said, all right, good. I'll see you guys later. I'm in. I'll away. No. We're having such a good time out there. It was such a beautiful day. You really feel lucky that, you know, you close down one of the greatest surf spots in the world and let us have it. The whole sport is so much bigger than the final and one guy winning. And I think that's one of the things the surfers like to get away from. I mean, we do it because we love it. You know, the sport's changing. It's getting a lot of attention. And you could see how, you know, there's that other stuff is at play. I mean, how's my contract? It's going to come up for renewal. I need to do well, this and that. And there's all this pressure that's kind of put on them. And it takes away from the experience for them. So I think it was neat. I mean, it was not my idea. It would be almost like me stealing to say, yeah, let's split it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have experience, but I'm obviously not probably the likely guy to win. And they really voluntarily gave it up. Let's get this thing off of our back and let's surf. It's not about the money. And they proved it because they couldn't have surfed any harder if it was $1 million.
You are a filmmaker. I mean, that's how you really make most of your living, yes?
Yes, that's right.
But you're still a good enough surfer that you could be a finalist in this contest. And how old are you?
I'm 40.
40.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting over the hill.
How much longer do you think you can be a competitive surfer?
You know what? There are some older guys out there. You can't believe this, but one of my idols from when I was a kid is named Peter Cole. He's over 70 years old, and he still rides big waves. So nobody wants to retire. We're playing this for the end.
Grant Washburn, finalist in the Maverick Surf Contest this past weekend. Grant, thanks for speaking with us again on Day to Day.
Thanks a lot, Doc. Take it easy.